You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What happened at back to school night?
You know, fairly uneventful. I mean, it is what it is. You know, we dumped the kids off at my parents' house last night so we could go over to the school, just the two of us. And it's like a two-hour ordeal. And I felt a little out of place for a couple reasons. It surprised me that there were not a lot of dads there. I will say it was 97% moms. Mm-hmm. So there's that. There wasn't really any other guys to talk to or do anything with. And then the other thing...
Why aren't dads involved?
I don't know. I was wondering that last night. I was like, where are all the dads at? All the moms are here taking care of everything. But then I kind of looked at my own life and I was like, yeah, Nicole kind of handles basically everything with the school stuff. And that was my atta girl to her today. Is like, I didn't really realize how involved she is until I'm there at ground zero, essentially, with her. And she knows everybody in that school, all the teachers and all the, you know, volunteers. And then all the other moms were there from Mom Squad. And so, one, I was awkward because there was no other guys there. And two, I did so much just standing around, like, in awkward, you know, third wheel conversations, just standing there while she's, you know, yucking it up. And I'm like, you know, doing that.
Yeah, but yesterday on the show, didn't Nicole say there was a teacher at the school that she kind of had the hots for?
She did.
So, who was it?
I was kind of looking around because there's another guy situation. You know, there's only like five guys that work at that school.
Yeah.
I think I've narrowed it down to the music teacher.
Oh, well, that would make sense.
I think it's the music
teacher. That makes total sense.
He's a good looking guy. Kind of.
And he's a musician.
Rugged. He's a musician. Can play guitar for her.
Probably can sing.
Can woo her.
With serenade her.
All night long.
He's way better than you.
I guarantee you he is.
Is he married?
That I don't know.
Didn't look for a ring?
Mm-mm, I didn't. Mm. But I was watching her. I was seeing where she was glancing, mm-hmm. where the hair flick was coming in, mm-hmm. you know, the giggle. And then she proceeded to sign up for every possible thing that she could there. So,
oh, like volunteering?
It's like, yeah, she signed up for like being room mom for both of the kids and coming in on Fridays to volunteer. And she re-signed up to do the science fair. So she's the chair of the fair again. She'll be there for like field day. Like she's just, I'm like, you are spreading yourself way too thin.
Mm.
Very involved. I didn't sign up for anything, Dom.
Yeah, but you'll be doing the science fair with her.
I'll help her. I'll make the t-shirts again. Be my third year making the t-shirts. I'm getting pretty good at it.
Yeah, so. Pretty good, man.
So yeah, you know, it was a good night. Did the whole back to school thing. And then I come in this morning and I'm reading this story about the stats of how many Americans say that a teacher changed their life for the better.
Sure.
And that was kind of a big theme, actually, last night. A lot of the teachers were talking about, you know, we want to develop lifelong relationships with your students, and hopefully they develop lifelong relationships with some of their friends in class. And this story went on to talk about how, like, over half of us, 53% of us, say at least one teacher changed your life for the better. And I instantly thought of Miss Rosa, my Spanish teacher.
Yeah.
No, I'm joking. Mr. Gillum. My music teacher in elementary school and Mr. Rosen in high school, my theater teacher.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, mm-hmm. the arts, man.
Yeah.
And I know you have Miss Hanks, right?
I have three. Mrs. Hanks. Yeah, Mrs. Hanks. Two high school, one elementary school. Mrs. Hanks, my English teacher. Mr. Mm-hmm. Overton, my drama instructor.
Isn't that funny?
Fantastic. Two fantastic people. I'm still friends with both of them on Facebook, which is great.
Yeah.
And then my third grade teacher, Mrs. Takella. So those are the three that made a big, big difference in my life. And you might be, well, how the hell can a third grade teacher make it? Well, Mrs. Takella was
with you.
I was a super, super, super shy kid. And Mrs. Takella was very instrumental in getting me to come out of my shell at least a little bit.
That's huge.
And had me asked me to MC the school like program or whatever, where I got up on stage and I was the MC for a program.
Very similar we are.
Yeah. And I mean, I was terrified, but I was so glad that she did that. So I'm going to say Mrs. Hanks, Mr. Overton, and mm-hmm. Mrs. Takella. So those are my three.
I mean, it's funny that Mr. Gillum, my music teacher, is almost same exact story, man, where we had the sixth grade play and he, you know, made me have a big part in that, mm-hmm. which kind of made me come out of my shell. And then I went into theater then in high school. So
yeah.
Kudos to those teachers. And I will say, I do feel for the fifth grade teachers this year because we briefly covered that this is the year that growing and changing happens, the whole sex ed.
So
there's going to be future meetings. They said, just to let everyone know, this will be happening. It's later in the year. We'll meet again to discuss. So
is Reed in fifth?
He's in fifth, yeah.
So this is the year that he gets to sit and watch those films.
The films, man. Vivid. I still remember the films.
Are you going to have a talk with him before he watches the films?
Yeah, we've already kind of chatted briefly about the ins and outs, pun intended, of, you know, what goes on.
Okay.
So he's not going into this blind. I mean, he's going to get a lot more information, but...
How has his reaction been to these lessons that you've been giving him?
He's been receptive to it. And
what does that
wide-eyed.
Mean?
He's enjoyed getting the information, I will say.
Wow.
Because we've clarified a lot of things because a lot of his friends have told him slang and how things work. So we've clarified the slang in more, you know, biology terms.
I remember having the talk with young Dominic, and I thought the best way to do it was in a car. So we got in a car, and we went for a drive, and we went up Deer Creek Canyon down there in your part of town.
Yeah, that's right.
Windy road, hills. And he had no idea we were going to have a talk. So he's just in the passenger seat of the car, and we're driving along, windows down, having a good time. And I have the talk with him. And after a while, I look over, and he's staring straight out the windshield, and his eyes are about the size of saucers.
They're going to say he opened the door and tuck and roll. The old tuck and roll.